technically speaking, a Major League Baseball game is over after 9 innings. But in the case of Game 3 of the NLCS yesterday, the game was over after 1 inning. The LA Dodgers scored a postseason record 11 runs in the first inning on their way to a 15-3 win over the Atlanta Braves. That first inning broke a record of 10 runs in an inning that was held by four different teams, including the 1968 World Series champion Detroit Tigers. Atlanta still leads that series 2-1, and Game 4 is tonight at 8 o'clock. The good news for the Braves, the score starts 0-0. The Houston Astros stayed alive by holding off the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3 in Game 4 of the ALCS last night. Tampa Bay still leads the series 3-1. They try again to close out the Astros in Game 5 later today at 5 o'clock. In college football news, Alabama head coach Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19. Saban, along with Alabama athletic director Greg Burt, also tested positive. Saban is isolating himself at home while offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian is taking over control of the team ahead of Saturday's game against Georgia. And despite the new virtual nature of things, Saban is not allowed to have any communication with team personnel, either on the sideline or in the press box, while the game is being played. It really is Throwback Thursday, because the Chicago White Sox have received permission to talk with Tony La Russa to become manager again. La Russa was first hired by the White Sox in 1979, led the Sox to the 83 AL West Division title before being fired 64 games into the 86 season, where he then went on to the Oakland A's and then the St. Louis Cardinals, and then won a World Series or two during that time. La Russa was an advisor to the LA Angels. Fall high school sports are starting to wind down the regular seasons or have already reached the playoffs. Regular season volleyball, Gull Lake beat St. Joe 3-1. New Buffalo beat Eau Claire 3-0. And Niles wins the BCS Conference title for the first and last time with a 3-0 win over Buchanan. Niles leaving the BCS Conference after one season and then joining the Wolverine Conference next school year. In boys district soccer, St. Joe blanked Sturgis 3-0. Three Rivers beat Lakeshore 4-3. With South Haven over Constantine 8-0. Dwajek beat Berrien Springs 8-0. Waterloo 8-0 over Buchanan. Cloma over Brandywine 3-0. And Howardsville Christian beat Lawton 7-0. With sports, I'm Dave Wolf.